Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. Let's jump right in with another Q&A. I'm going to get right to it. Okay, my first question. Let me see here. How many guys have you slept with in the past 10 months? Seems like a lot. Well, let me see here. Actually, I have to go to the website. I need a referral here. 11. 11. Okay. So there are 11 in the past 10 months. Now, but let's put this into perspective, because when I started this sexual road trip, I had only slept with, I think it was 9, but I rounded up to 10, just to say 10, in my whole entire life. So, you know, let's take the actual years that, you know, let's really look, break this down. I've been sexually active since I was 17. And I am, God, I hate saying it, I'm 44. So let's see, whoops, where's my calculator? So we're going to say 44 minus 17, that's 27, okay? And we'll divide that by 21. Is that right? Yeah. So over the, that's 1.2, basically that's 1.28. 2/8 of a guy, 1.28 of a guy every year. So I don't personally think that's high. Yes, it's been accelerated, you know, because of what I'm doing right now, but this is an unusual circumstance. So, you know, I think that even if we just take that number, you know, again, we're, you know, probably 1.28. I'm not going to do the math again, but if you take 11 guys divided by 10 months, you know, what do we got? 1.1 guys a month? I mean, this is not really moving at breakneck speed. This is being, you know, picky. Talking to, believe me, I kiss a lot of frogs. Not literally, but I take, this is a big process. It doesn't happen overnight because I'm not just, you know, like I said, I'm not going to ugly fuck. I'm not just going to jump in bed with people. I have to like them and, you know, you don't click with everybody. So that's the thing. So I don't think that seems like a lot. I don't think those numbers, when you look at them from just, you know, the 11 over the 10 months or, I mean, I guess that could seem like a lot, but I don't really think so. But then again, when you break down my total number by the, divide that by the years I've been sexually active, I mean, come on, people, cut me some slack here. Don't be so judgy. Yes, that's to the guy that sent that question in. Okay. Oh, here's another one. Here's a good one. Okay. What happened with the vanilla relationship you mentioned? Well, gosh, last week was a toughie. So last week, you know, I had someone come back around and I just decided not to re-engage with them. And also I did, end up, you know, letting go of that vanilla relationship. And, you know, that's a big bummer for me. It's just interesting because, you know, when I go back, when documenting all this stuff and writing about it and then podcasting about it, it's really fascinating. I can go back and, you know, when I started this, I kept saying, you know, what is this making me? Who am I becoming? You know, I was worried about that and I didn't know the answer and I still kind of don't know the answer, but I certainly have revealed, you know, learned some things and there's been some things that have become obvious to me along the way about likes and dislikes and really, you know, what I do and don't want out of relationships in general, regardless of, you know, how committed or serious they are or are not, whatever the case may be. And especially obviously sexually, you know, that's really blossoming and growing and changing and moving in all different kinds of directions. But I definitely had to, you know, I just knew, you know, it was coming. I knew it was burning on my, it was really bothering me for a long time. I pretty much knew. I just didn't want to rip the Band-Aid off. But something about last week, I was just like, I just, you know, it was obvious. Some things were obvious to me and really interesting. And maybe it was, you know, maybe it was that guy from the beginning coming back around that kind of really brought it to the forefront for me. Like, hey, you know what? I've really changed. You know, the person that I started out as has changed. And so I really, you know, that one guy that came back around, you know, I mean, I really, in the beginning, I mean, I really did like him. And now that I've had, you know, more experiences and just as time's gone on, you know, it's clear to me that, you know, that's not a good fit. And it's also clear to me too, that some other things, you know, aren't a good fit. And, you know, now obviously when you end a relationship, you know, we're in that stage where it's, you know, there's still some texting going on. It's done, but it's not, you know, you can't stick a fork in it yet. It's gasping and breathing its last little breath. And, you know, that's too bad. I know that, you know, I am definitely not the right person for him. So, you know, I'd have to really kind of be somebody that I'm not anymore. So that's what happened there. Thank you for asking that question and making me like, you know, stick a knife in my heart. Oh, I love you. Love you people. You're great. You're the best. Don't ever change. Okay. Let's see here. Next question. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Why do you think some guys find your blogging intimidating? I think it's great, and they should turn in their man cards if it bothers them. Well, you know, look, I don't think they need to turn in their man cards. Everybody's entitled to, you know, their opinion and to feel the way they want to feel about it. But, yeah, it does, you know, I guess in some ways it surprises me, but then in other ways it doesn't. And so, you know, I just really kind of have to defer to, you know, and ask myself, well, what would, you know, if the shoe were on the other foot, how would I feel about it? And what would I do? And the truth is, I don't know. But I could see where, you know, coming at it in the very beginning, when you're first meeting somebody and you're finding out about them, you know, as you do, when you, you know, are trying to feel out whether or not you could connect with this person. There's, you know, there's things that are going to come up that, you know, that are either going to be yay or nays. I think that the truth of this is that, you know, I love it when people self-eliminate. And when they, you know, if they realize, hey, something's not right, or they do something that helps me decide, oh, no, not for me. And I see that quickly. I'm grateful, because I don't want to, you know, I'd rather find that out in the very beginning, straight on, and not have to waste time and then, you know, find out later. This is kind of one of the reasons why I do lean on the side, although again, you know, I flip-flop on it all the time, but just, you know, why I'm stuck on just telling people like, hey, this is what I'm doing and putting it out there and being upfront about it. And, you know, the guys that don't mind it, don't mind it. And I'll tell you, it's interesting, because those tend to be Those tend to be the really confident guys, the guys that just kind of, you know, they're secure in who they are. They know who they are. And I'll tell you what, the truth is, if you're going to be with me on any level, whether it's casual or, you know, or it's the real deal, you have to be an extremely confident guy, because, you know, I'm really independent, and I'm, you know, I'm not going to be probably pumping your ego and stroking it every other second. You know, I mean, I do my best to be complimentary and considerate and all that, but, you know, sometimes I get a little self-centered and I'm, you know, really focused on myself. So, I'm outing myself on that one. Yeah. So, you know, again, it, to me, I don't think they need to turn in their man cards. I mean, it's just not, you know, it's just not for them. And like I said, you know, I don't mind it. And I do understand why they don't want to be one of, you know, X amount of guys, you know, wherever I get, however far I go with this, and or, you know, have to read about or be tempted to read about or listen to me talking about other guys. I get it. I totally get it. So, I think that just makes them, I think that makes them smart if they realize this and they know this about themselves and they're not trying to say, you know, trying to pretend like it's not going to bother them or it's just something that just doesn't turn them off out of the gate. If it does, you know, then I'm glad that they acknowledge it and, you know, I wish them the best. Okay. The whole curious girl concept is very interesting. How did you come up with this idea? Well, I didn't really come up with the idea. It just kind of evolved organically. I mean, you know, it sprang off a username that I have on my, on the online dating or online hookup site. I don't want to call it a dating site. It's a hookup site. You know, it just kind of clicked. And then one day, you know, I thought, why don't I, since I made this a goal, you know, why don't I have some fun and blog about it? I've never done any blogging in my life. I mean, I'm sure you guys can tell from the site, it's not very sophisticated. You know, I get a lot of comments from like the techie guys. They're like, you know, this is wrong. And this is, you know, it's not optimized for this and blah, you know, on the iPhone, on the iPad, blah, 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 you know? and I'm like, I know, yes, it's painful. Trust me. Just like the fact that I can actually like write something and post it with a picture. I mean, I feel pretty good about that. I'm like, holy shit, I did something. Or, you know, that I can record a podcast and then publish it to the website, like by pushing a button. I mean, like upload it and then stick a picture on there. I mean, I'm feeling pretty fancy now, so let's not burst my bubble. But, anyhow, I got a little sidetracked on that, but, you know, it just, the idea just kind of grew and, you know, I basically Forrest Gump my way through it. I mean, my writing's not that great. My blogging or podcasting is not that great. It's just, you know, it's just me being me, and either you kind of like that strikes your fancy or it doesn't. But, I think it's fun, and, you know, it has kind of taken off a bit, and, you know, it is kind of a fun little, persona, I guess, if you will, you know, the curious girl and out there doing all this stuff. So, yeah, just, it, you know, just happened organically, you know. I just kind of thought, well, wouldn't that be fun? And, you know, it stuck. And it is fun. Oh, God. Not this question again. Okay, who is your favorite? All right, damn it. I'm going to break down. I'm going to answer this once and for all, and I don't want this ever asked again. Okay, you ready? Here we go. My favorite is me. That's right. My favorite is me. I'm my favorite person in all these scenarios. I love myself, and you know, I'm a great lover, and I'm the best lover of all of them. And that's my final answer. My favorite is me. Okay, there we go. You don't have to ask that again. Okay. Why have you never been married? Well, that's an interesting question to ask. Why have I never been married? Well, first of all, I'm not against marriage at all. And I think I've kind of said this before. I have pretty kind of conservative views on marriage. And I think that it's, you know, something that people need to take seriously. And that means really thinking twice, three times, four times, five times, 10 times before you even think about being ready to do that. There's other reasons that, you know, I'm not necessarily drawn to it myself. One of the things is that, you know, it's a business contract, you know, it's a contract. I mean, basically, you know, I look at it from a business perspective. It's a business merger. It's really a merger of two financial entities, and, you know, you and the other person. And I think that, you know, I think that a lot of people get married to better improve their financial situation. And for me, you know, I never needed to do that. And, you know, it's interesting because I've asked a lot of my friends that, you know, have been married. If you had $5 million in the bank, would you have gotten married at the time? If you were just independently wealthy, actually, I think 10 million is recession proof. That's the safe number, but let's just say five. They all said no. So really, I mean, people, you know, people get married for a lot of different reasons, but certainly, you know, security is one of them. So that was off the table for me. I didn't need that. And interesting little sidebar story. When I was in high school, I was sitting around with a bunch of my friends and we were all talking. One of my good friends, who I'm still good friends with, she said, if I'm not married by the time I'm 25, somebody needs to shoot me. And I looked over at her and I said, if I am married by the time I'm 25, someone needs to shoot me because I have definitely lost my fucking mind. I knew even when I was younger that I would not be getting married in my 20s. And consequently, I did not get married in my 30s either. You know, it just, to me, I feel like it takes a long time to get to know who you are. And, you know, if you're going to do that, you got to really have your shit together as far as on a personally, you better just, you know, you better be right with who you are and know who you are. Anyway, you know, it's not that I didn't have opportunities to get married. But every time I got to that point with someone, when it would start coming up, I literally would have a physical reaction to it. I mean, I would get like, I felt like the walls were kind of coming in on me and my throat would tighten up. And I don't think, you know, I never say never. I never say never. Now that I'm older and I'm a little bit more relaxed and, you know, I feel like I know myself better and hopefully older and wiser, you know, I never say never, but it's certainly not something that you know, that's on my radar that I'm seeking out. So I don't know if that answered the question, but it was never on my to-do list. Getting married was never on my, you know, my list. It just really didn't occur to me. I just didn't want to do it. So, but again, like I said, I'm old. I know at this point in my life, I never, you know, I try not to say I'll never do something because the minute I say I'll never do something, then, you know, poof. I mean, then you go and do it and you make an ass out of yourself because you've said you'd never do it. And then all of a sudden you are. You sound like you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay. Tell me something about yourself that would surprise a lot of people. Oh, well, it might, well, there's probably a few things, but I think it might surprise a lot of people to know that I'm very civically minded, and I'm really into giving back and philanthropy. I'm just, you know, there's certain causes that I'm super passionate about, and you know, I'm not going to list all of them, but you know, I do think it's important that you know, you make a difference in some small way, whatever it is. Whether it's financially, you know, you can open up your checkbook and make a contribution, or you know, you're physically doing something. So, you know, there's just certain underserved segments of the population that, you know, could need attention and deserve it. And, you know, I think it's just, I just really think it's important to give back. So that's a big part of me and who I am. And I kind of grew up that way, grew up doing, you know, as a younger girl, spending a lot of hours doing that kind of stuff. So I think it's important. Just makes you a well-rounded individual. Okay. Who is the curious girl really? You're anonymous, and you get to put all this stuff out there about yourself. Wait a minute. Who is it? Who is the curious girl really? You're anonymous, and you get to put all this stuff out there about yourself. Well, geez, I'm not really sure. Who is the curious girl really? Well, you know, really, it's me. It's just me. And it's a sliver of me, right? It's just one component. It's the sexual side, which, you know, was non-existent for many years and too many years. And then, you know, one day I just, boom, you know, like I said, with my feelings, with my actions, you know, I will just throw the switch and boom, make it happen. So, you know, as I've said before, I just decided that this is time to stop this and, you know, steer the ship in another direction. So, you know, the curious girl is just that. It's really just the sexual side of, you know, who I am, and the part of me that's engaged in this sexual road trip, and I'm having a lot of fun, you know, and it's that part of me more and more is becoming less inhibited, really much more clear on, you know, what I want and what I don't want. Now, that's not to say, I'm not going to go on record here and say that I've got it all figured out and I completely know what I want. No, I am still, that's a work in progress. But, you know, I've just decided to invest time, effort, and energy into that aspect of myself. It's just like anybody who sets a goal for themselves. I mean, this was it, you know. Have sex and cross, you know, cross things off your bucket list. So that's really, I mean, I don't know if I answered that the way, if that was the person who sent this in was looking for, but you know, I have to be anonymous. I don't have to, but you know, there's reasons for me being anonymous, and you know, I'm not ready to just say, hey, you know, here's my address and here's my phone number. Anybody call me, you know, like that's not, you know, I'd like to keep some privacy, and the other aspects of who I am, you know, separate from the curious girl. Okay. How big is too big? I assume that you mean penises. Cox. Oh, yeah. How big is he? Okay, for Cox. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you that one guy that I said, that guy that sent me that dick pic, that guy from Australia, well, shit, that's way too big. There's no way I'm not going to fuck a baseball bat. But, you know, I'm trying to think. It's been so long since I've run across somebody that I just said, uh-uh, that is not going in me. I haven't had that since I was in my 20s. That might have been early 20s. That might have been late teens, now that I'm thinking about it. But that's only happened once. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. That's a good question. If I come across somebody and that's the case, I promise I will, I'll ask them for measurements. I'll say I've got to document for my own knowledge so that I know moving forward, I can pre-screen some guys. If I have your measurements, then I'll be able to say up front, you know, if your penis is this long and, you know, and measures this big around in circumference, it's a no-go. And then I can add that to my, you know, to my online profile there. Like, if you're this big, nope, just move on. Oh God, I fucking hate this question. How old are you? Okay. You know what? I get this all the fucking time. Now, obviously the site has my, my age on there. And then, I mean, I'm talking about the blog site. And then my online profile has my age on there too. But you know where I get this? This might've been somebody, I'm going to bet this is somebody off of Tumblr. I get a lot of messages on Tumblr, which is, you know, it's really strange. I'm going to get off on a little sidebar here. Because I get messages coming from the Tumblr messenger, and then I use Keek, and then I'm now using that burner app, which I like a lot more than Keek. I'm trying to get off Keek. And then, of course, I still have some people that from the beginning that are on my, or, you know, a while back that are on, that actually still, we, you know, I gave my real phone number out to, and we do texting and stuff like that. So when my phone is going off, it's like I am switching, you know, through pages like, okay, oh, wait, no, that was a text. Okay, let me open that up. Oh, wait, no, I got to scroll back a couple pages. I got to open up Keek. Okay, wait, this guy. And then my Tumblr app, I got to open. Oh, look, I'm getting a message. It's just, it's really funny. Anyhow, I know I got off on that. Okay, it was the age thing. So what'll happen is someone will say, you know, they're start chatting with me on Tumblr. And then, I mean, like 2 seconds into it, it's like, how old are you? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking that they're concerned that I'm a minor, that I'm underage. I see a lot of that on people's, you know, little bio pages. Like if you're underage, you know, don't. This is not for you. But it's, I think that's what's going on. I think, there's a big concern about ages, but, anyhow, I mean, I'm always like, well, how old are you? I mean, I always answer it with a question. You know, I'm like, well, hello, you know, and sometimes people just jump in and they'll ask me the most ill-timed, inappropriate things, you know, like before. Yeah. It's like the dick picking. I mean, like really, strange where they decide or why they decide that after two sentences that, you know, they're going to jump right in with something super personal. I know that might sound strange, right? Because here I am. I'm obviously everything I talk about is super personal, but you know, that's at my leisure. That's when I want to talk about it. It's not just somebody who just walks up and says, hi, how are you? I mean, you wouldn't do that if you were on the street. You wouldn't walk up and say, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. How old are you? Or, you know, what size bra do you wear? Or, you know, how big are your tits? Or, you know, what, describe your pussy. I mean, like, no, come on. Let's use some common sense. Just because we're on the internet and we're anonymous, we still need to use our common sense. All right, let's keep our wits about us. Oh, this is kind of leading right in. That's a good jumping point for the next question here. Are you still getting a lot of dick pics? Well, yes, I still get, you know, a fair amount, but actually it's been a slow dick picking week, so far, I have to say. Not that bad. It might just be, really just two or three so far, which is low. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that podcast worked. Maybe people are paying attention. I don't know. I doubt it. You know, some people just come right at me. They've never been to the site, so they don't know about my no dick picking preference. But I still do get them, and you know, it still is kind of, you know, I think tends to be more the younger guys. I don't know if I mentioned this. This is so funny. This one guy. I wasn't having it. I don't know what was, this was probably last week. Last week was just a weird week. And I mean, this guy had sent me four, not one, but four unsolicited dick pics, like continually for a couple days, and I, with no response from me. So what I did was, and I don't usually do this kind of thing, but I was irritated. So I took his picture and then I attached to that this posting that I found and saved that said something to the effect of, you know, your grandfather used to write your grandmother love letters, the length of a college thesis, and now you're sending dick pics to chicks you don't know, you know, like random dick pics to chicks you don't know. And I just, boom. So I had his picture. I put that below it and then I posted it on my Tumblr feed. And that was my, and then I had a snarky little answer, you know, to him about his penis. And I'll tell you something. I thought it looked small. I didn't say that on my posting because I thought that'd be a little too mean, but I thought I'd let the, you know, that little thing that I attached to it kind of speak for itself. And then I did say a few little things, but I thought it looked small. Again, I'm like, you should have listened, buddy. You should have listened to my dick pic podcast because you would have known, you would have thought about the angle. And what is in the background? I'm looking at your dirty towels on the floor. I mean, I notice everything. So guys, I mean, seriously, again, you know, I notice if your bed's not made, I notice if there's a t-shirt on the ground. I mean, if you got a frickin' chicken bone, half eaten chicken carcass on the ground, if you have stains on your carpet, if there's dust on your floors, whatever, I'm going to notice this shit. And, yeah, that's just me. I don't know. Maybe some women don't care, but I'm just, the stuff in your picture says more than you know about you. I mean, it says a lot. So be very careful about what is in the background. Number one. Number two, again, think about the perspective. You know, this guy looked like he had a teeny weenie. I mean, I'm like not impressed. I would not be sending that out if I was him, but hey, you know, this is what I don't understand. So I'm thinking it must just be he must have a big penis because if he had thought he had a small one, would he send out pictures of it? I don't know. It was his whole body and his face and everything, you know, but, and then his little wiener. And it just didn't look right. So anyway, let this be a precautionary tale to anybody hearing this right now. About the pictures that you take and that you send out. Okay, there we go. And you might want to just cut your head off too. Don't let these pictures be floating around. You know, be very careful. If you run for president one of these days, you're going to be bummed. All right. This must be What does it take to get with you? Well, I assume you mean have sex with me. Let me go out on a limb. I hope I'm not being too presumptuous here, but I'm assuming you mean have sex with me. Well, you know, I have my type. So, and I get this all the time. I mean, shorter guys are like, you know, trying to tell me that they're about their prowess and how good they are. And I have no doubt, you know, it's not about that. It's about everybody's got kind of their thing, a physical type attribute or whatever. You know, some guys just like girls with brown hair, some guys just like blondes or, you know, whatever. Skinny girls, thicker women, you know, there's just a zillion million different preferences, right? For me, you know, I like a tall guy. I'd say 6'2 to 6'5, 6'5 being my optimum. I don't want somebody that's like 7 feet tall. I mean, that's starting to get freakishly tall. And that may not be the right way to put it. I'm not trying to pick on tall people. I don't want to be looking, you know, tilting my neck and getting a kink when I'm, you know, trying to jump up and kiss somebody. That's kind of weird. So tall, you know, well-built. And, you know, that's what makes me feel feminine. I don't feel, when I'm with a guy that's my height, this is not 100% of the time. But like a lot of the time, you know, I feel like, you know, if we were in accosted in a back alley somewhere, that we might both be looking at each other like, okay, who's going to defend who? You know? I want to know, like, I'm with a man, you know, like that's the man and I'm the female and that's the dude right there. Yeah. No. I don't know. So tall. I like big hands too. I always notice a guy's hands always. You gotta have a good personality and, you know, I have to be obviously physically attracted, but also mentally attracted. So, you know, if you're boring or you just want to, you know, like, get with me. Like, you know, I come over, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. I mean, that's just not as appealing as someone that, you know, every once in a while, they, in addition to having great sex, they may want to go do something. We don't have to be doing stuff all the time. Sometimes it's fine to come over and just get right down to business. But I don't want that to be, you know, the only thing we do is fuck. So I don't know. Did I even answer that fucking question? I don't know. I think I just cut. It honestly, I would say is takes somebody, you know, pretty confident and confident and unique. And, I love, you know, funny guys with a dry sense of humor. It's just, it's really about the personality is going to win me over or not, because let's face it, you know, good looking people are a dime a dozen. There's good looking people all over the planet and, you know, beautiful women all over the planet, gorgeous guys all over the planet. It takes more than that. That's just a check mark on a box. You know, it takes somebody that I genuinely like and am drawn to. You know, and don't mind spending time with. So you have to be interesting. So there you go. That hopefully that answered that. That's what it, you know, takes to get with me. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask was, I don't know why, it's like I'm not feeling like this podcast to me is feeling kind of weird. I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm answering the question. Sometimes I start to get self-conscious about things. I've mentioned that before, like because there's more people commenting and listening and paying attention. And I'm like, and it's hard to stay, I think as free as I felt in the beginning. It's interesting. There's been some trade-offs, right? So in the very beginning, it was just like, ignorance on fire. And now, the trade-off is I know some more things. I've learned more about myself sexually. That's evolving, and it's cool to see, hey, I was there, but now I'm here. That's awesome. But the trade-off for that has been that, I have had some, times where, like I said, I've done some podcasts where I just didn't want to publish. I don't feel good about this. And I'm glad I didn't. I did one and I sent it to my friend. I'm like, listen to this. What do you think? And he's like, no, you do not want to say that. Because I kind of had an axe to grind and I was grinding it. And, I'm glad I didn't do it. I used my 24-hour rule, which is a lot of times if I'm in a mood or I am feeling a certain way about something, I try to, where I'm going to let it rip, because I'll tell you what, I don't have a filter. It can be bad. And, anyway, it was definitely, God, thank God for him. He's such a good guy. What a great friend. Seriously. Because once you put that shit out there, you can take it down, but people are going to hear it and they're gonna be like, she just lost her shit. Anyhow, so glad I didn't do that. But where was I going with that? I don't know. I'm rambling. So I think what I just wanted to say was, what I would love is, if anybody has any suggestions on some fun podcast topics or things that you want me to talk about or focus on, let me know. I mean, shit, I'm willing to talk about it, obviously. Obviously sexual based subjects. I would love some ideas. I do have some kind of, a couple ideas written down, backlog stuff that I'm gonna, try to get recorded, but, we'll see. But again, I would so love the, input. And while I'm on that subject, I really, again, appreciate the, the email messages and just that anybody takes the time out of their day, to send me a message or, shows interest in what I'm doing and sends a comment, even if it's constructive criticism, that's fine. But again, I'm so flattered and thank you so much. I try to keep up with, get back to people as fast as I can. And what's hard for me is that, like, the instant messaging and things like that, because sometimes, I'm working during the day and it probably looks like, I think people think I'm not, because I could be sitting there on my phone, killing a few minutes, like, okay, boom, 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 I'm going to post something, or boom, 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 I'm going to log in here, and I'm on my, it's the app on my phone and I'm not just sitting around, fanning my ass all day. I do work. I work for myself, so I have a lot of leeway. I don't have to worry about, what I'm looking at or, content wise, anything like that. But, I'm out and about, I'm in another car, I'm doing stuff pretty much all day long. So, it's when people want me to do the, the instant messenger stuff, that's sometimes it's hard for me to keep up on, but I try to keep up on the emails and all that. And again, I really appreciate everybody, sending in their stuff, and thank you so much. And, again, questions or comments, as usual, send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.